Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, my guest is the very special Brian Hansen. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, Brian wears many hats, like many of us in the ADR field, and one of them is as the assistant director. Is that right, Brian?
Correct. Assistant
okay.
director of the
assistant
Warner
director, at which I should know that, at the Warner Institute, which so happens to be the main sponsor and the collaborator and owner of ADR Hub. And this wonderful podcast series, but we're not talking about that capacity, Brian, today. Today, we're going to speak with Brian in regards to the Nebraska Mediation Association and his role with them. So, Brian, before we go into specifically what you do with the NMA, why don't you just let us know, maybe just give us a brief history as to what the Nebraska Mediation Association is and how it came about.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I'd like to talk about the Nebraska Mediation Association. It's something that I'm really excited about here in Nebraska. It's basically a statewide network of mediators, so it really helps develop and sustain quality conflict resolution here in the state of Nebraska. It allows for all mediators in Nebraska to have a single resource for networking, continuing education, and any type of professional development to make sure that they're at the top of their field.
Okay, and you recently were elected the president, right?
Correct.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me how that came about. Was it self-appointed? Were you voted in? How did you get the title?
No, so the Nebraska Mediation Association came about as an entity in April of 2010. So we've only been around for just under a year. It was inspired by a conversation that took place after a regional conflict resolution conference. And at the onset of the development of this association, there was a search for candidates to be members of the board. I decided to put my hat in the ring and was
as if you're not busy enough.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe I'll find another thing to do to take up any extra free time I have, and gladly put my hat in the ring, and was fortunately elected to the board of directors for the Nebraska Mediation Association. And at the first meeting, which was facilitated by a colleague of mine, Mary Lee Brock, we had to go and elect our officers. And I was nominated for the president and decided that I'd be open to that nomination. And shortly thereafter, it was set that I would take on that role for the first year of our
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. So your term is for 1 year?
For 1 year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And when did it officially start?
In April of 2010.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you've been working on and that you'd like to be able to say that were accomplished with you and the people that are associated with the NMA? What is it that your goals are? What are you trying to get done?
Yeah, so our goals as a board and mine personally as president to see that they are carried through are number one, just to create a larger network of mediators and develop that social network that people can rely on across the state of Nebraska. Nebraska is a large state, although
right.
Most of the population is here on the eastern edge in Omaha and Lincoln, Omaha and Lincoln, but we have mediators that are 8 hours away on the western edge as well. So really keeping them feeling committed to the field and part of this larger state takes technological innovation. And mm-hmm. That's one thing that I thought that I could bring to the board and to the association is insights into ways that can be handled effectively. The ADR Hub is one thing that I am helping to bring them into the fold on as a way to have conversations and
right.
and have learning opportunities without having to drive 8 hours to come to Omaha and Lincoln. Another thing that we is part of our mission is to provide continuing education opportunities. And a lot of these continuing education opportunities will still be live face-to-face workshops and training, of course. We all know the value of that. But speaking of the technological area and getting the opportunity to be available to people that are a large distance away, we're bringing a lot of that online as well. So we actually had
Well, yeah, it sounds like I've been to Omaha. I'm a graduate of the Werner Institute, and I've enjoyed myself there. But even speaking to some of the mediators, not just within the Werner Institute, about the distance that one has to travel. So it seems like what you're mentioning is the training and the education aspect. It seems like the online element is complementing that, especially given the distance of the mediators. And I think recently there have been a couple of trainings, or was there a training that's been held?
Yeah, and our first one happened in November. It was
Okay.
our first continuing education webinar, and that was provided by a colleague of mine, Ron Kootner, on the role of reflective practice in a mediator's professional development.
Okay.
And it was a great experience. One nice thing about these webinars that we're developing, they do provide CME credits.
Okay.
Mediators here in the state of Nebraska to retain their roster status, I guess it would be, with the Office of Dispute Resolution, have to obtain so many mediation workshop credits
Right, so
every year.
for those listening, CME is continuing mediation education.
Exactly.
Right, similar to
Exactly.
like for lawyers, the CLE, which I think is a whole wonderful another topic, which I think the two of us could really get into, where I
Yeah.
think it's great that the state of Nebraska has that. So what do you see, what else upcoming are you guys trying to do? And at the same time, I just wanted to see if you wouldn't mind touching on this first year, and because it's so fairly new, what were some of the struggles or problems that you guys engaged or that you came across that you didn't foresee or that you handled? Do you have any advice for other people in a similar capacity?
So I guess with this first year, one aspect of developing the NMA as its own entity has been the integration of what existed previously here in Nebraska. We did
Okay.
have an association that was made up of six regional mediation centers and people involved, the directors involved there, and so that was one entity, and then there was a training institute, which was a separate entity that was overseen by this mediation center association. And then we also have an Office of Dispute Resolution within the Supreme Court here in Nebraska. So what the NMA is this overarching group that is separate from all of them, but it now encompasses representatives from that Mediation Center Association. We have taken ownership of the Training Institute, and now it's just that's no longer existing. It's just all training is done through us at the Nebraska Mediation Association. And we hold the representative, Deb Brownyard, from the Office of Dispute Resolution as a kind of a consultant and as a sounding board for what's going on in the legislation. So
okay.
making sure that all these entities can still have their voices heard has been something that we've been struggling with and trying to make sure happens in a smooth transition in this previous year. But
well,
it's been successful.
Yeah, and it seems like it's not an easy task bringing those groups together, but it looks like from looking at your website, seeing the list of your founded members, you have it looks like somewhere around 40 people. So it sounds like it's a job well done. And I know it wasn't just you. There were a lot of people that put a lot of hard work and effort to it. For those people that are looking to get more information on the Nebraska Mediation Association, the website is nemediation.org. And it's a great website. I've just been looking at it, and I visited a few times before. And Brian, I just want to say, is there anything that you want to add real quick?
I mean, it's been great. We're still growing as an organization. We do have 150 mediators already members of our association, and we're looking at expanding. We are going to have our next annual meeting in April, and anybody that has any questions about getting a program like this started, definitely you can look me up, give me a call. I'd be happy to talk about how we went about it. And that's about it.
All
Thanks,
right,
Jeff.
Brian, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us. And everyone, thank you for listening to the ADR Hub podcast series. Brian, thank you. Take care.
Yep.